presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to a seasonal edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the programme that does for Christmas what a large dollop of sage and onion mixture does to a turkey. And as you'd expect for this extra special Yuletide programme, our teams are comprised of the foremost available comic talents in the country. I'm sorry, that should of course read the four most available comic talents. And they are, on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And on my left, Graham Garden and Barry Cryer. And to score for us today, taking a night off from her successful run in pantomime, which she's done wonders with the important part of the principal boy. A warm hand, please, for the delightful Samantha. Our first round is entitled Historical Headlines. It may be of interest to some listeners to know that there were, in fact, several newspapers in existence at the time of that first Christmas 2,000 years ago. In comparison with today's newspapers, these were primitive, ill-written documents. So, pretty much the same, really. Teams, I'd like you to suggest how our papers might have covered the Nativity. And Barry, I'm going to ask you to start, please.
Headline in the Daily Mail: Branson sponsors virgin birth.
Willie?
I got one from the Independent, which is sparse queues for Herod's Christmas sale.
Graham?
The one from Exchange and Mart: unwanted frankincense and myrrh will swap for Nintendo.
And Tim?
I've got one, The Guardian. It says, in our earlier edition, Son of Dog should have read... should have read Accrington Stanley.
That open season now. Anybody got any more?
Sunday Sport: Elvis spotted in Bethlehem.
Farmers Weekly: Cow says, I was there, exclusive.
The Daily Express: we'll call him David, say Mr. and Mrs. Ike.
Times: we were following yonder star, unlikely claim by three wise men held at customs.
Sun with their usual snappy headline: Jezzer of Nazar, born in Beza, Gaza in Gaza.
Okay.
Knitting and Knitters: special swaddling supplement.
Any more? Now it's time for a round of Christmas pickup song. And as is customary, Samantha will be utilising her intimate knowledge of my woofers and tweeters and at the same time spinning some discs on my state-of-the-art gramophone. However, at a certain point, the sound will magically disappear, a phenomenon known to the world of science as a volume knob hand interface. If on its return, teams, you're within a mini-demi-semi-quaver of the original, I shall be awarding points, and points mean prizes. And as it's Christmas, all right then, what do points mean?
Prizes!
Shut up. This week's special Christmas prize is a 24-carat vegetable patch. Tim and Willie, you're to go first, and I'd like you, Willie, to accompany Bing Crosby, and you, Tim, to accompany the Andrews sisters in their version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Why?
Santa Claus is coming to town. Gather round.
He's making
a list.
checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Good luck.
Sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
He knows if you've been bad or good.
So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out.
You better not cry.
You better not pout.
I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. 2, 7, 9.
Little tin horns and little toy drums. Rudy toot toots and rummy tum tums. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Town.
A little bit slow, the
gramophone's running down quite.
Yes, you get points for that. And now your turn, Barry and Graham. And I'd like you to accompany Elvis Presley and his backing singers singing Blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. On a green Christmas tree.
Happy one home to go,
with me. And when the blue snowflakes start falling,
do not ask a man to drink and imitate Elvis.
That's when those blue memories start calling.
Oh,
you'll be doing no.
And finally, and I must admit slightly against my will, Colin Sell, will you accompany the pub pianist Mrs. Mills with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Absolutely rotten.
It was close, huh?
It was close. What was two, that? I don't know, but it was close. Anyway,
Mr. Mills,
I'll give you some points for that, too. I've got plenty to spare. The next round is called Word for Word. If you don't remember it, it might help. if I told you that it's the one... The one which involves each team providing us with a meaningless series of unconnected words. In this particular version, teams, I'd like you to take it in turns to come up with a series of otherwise unconnected words on the subject of Christmas. The opposing team may challenge if they notice a connection. If I uphold the challenge, then the challengers should take over. Barry and Graham, you can start.
Pudding. Tree. Stuffing. Argument.
Challenge from Tim.
They're all to do with Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm. A nice point, but I'm going to overrule it.
Fair enough.
Carry on, Barry and Graham.
Partridge. Tinsel.
Shouting.
Graham obviously has the same sort of Christmas as I have.
Berry. Hatchet.
I've got a I've got a challenge here from Tim. Or is it the last one? No, new one.
It's what we always do. After Christmas, it's burying the hatchet.
Oh,
yeah. In the head of Uncle
Charlie. Oh, I see.
Stunning. Yes.
You can take the round up now. And...
Right. In-laws.
The Great Escape.
For some reason, you always show it at Christmas, and I never understand why.
Hangover.
Holly.
Sleigh.
Ivy.
Stocking.
Beard.
Challenge from Barry.
Ivy and stocking.
I'll take your word for it.
I would prefer to have the full version.
It was nostalgia. I just knew a girl called Ivy who's legend for her stockings.
Oh, yes. Carry on, Barry.
Goose.
Cracker.
Challenge from Willie.
It is a cracker. Whatever you said before is a cracker. I said goose.
I thought you said Bruce. I'm sorry.
No!
Oh,
no,
that's all right. We all know Bruce is a cracker, but I didn't know. No, sorry, I take that back.
Carol.
Disappointment.
Challenge from Tim.
Tim and a
cracker. I knew a girl called Carol, and she was...
Right. The next round is called Santa's Film Club. Deemed, I'd like you please to suggest some suitably Christmassy film titles that you feel might usefully be shown over the festive period. And Tim, would you start, please?
I'll start with Three Wise Men and a Baby.
King Kong Merrily on High.
Dial M for Myrrh.
The Lone Reindeer.
Basic Incense.
Indigestion Jones. The Last Lucasade.
Look Back in Manger.
The Silence of the Turkeys.
Missile Total Recall.
Wences Lassie Come Home.
Gunfight at the OK Carol Service.
Separate Stables.
The Mince Pie That Came In From the Cold.
When Harry Met Santa.
Jagged Sledge. Ho, ho, Home Alone 2.
The Turning of the Scrooge.
Now, teams, listen, loath though I am to interrupt proceedings, I must announce that in an uneventful moment during the last round, and there were plenty of those, our scorer, Samantha, informed me that she would like to perform for us her special party piece with the help of Colin Sell on the piano. So, in what must be something of a first for both this programme and indeed wireless broadcasting in general, please welcome Samantha. That was certainly very nice. And there was I thinking she was going to sing. Right. Now it's time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. And because it's Christmas, we'll play the special nativity version of the game. The rules are almost identical to those of the standard game. However, in this version, the winner is the first person to reach Bethlehem. Tim, will you start, please?
Is this a serious game?
Yes. Don't put that expression on. Look at me. Go on, Tim.
Well, Tarsus.
Huh? You're welcome. Nazareth Muse.
The Caesarea Philippi gyratory system.
Shepherd's Bush.
Manger Lane.
Pharisee Drive.
Pudding Lane.
Oxford Circus.
Oh, very good.
Nice one.
Bedlam Road.
You can't.
That one.
We've got them.
You have a problem, Barry?
Bedlam.
Yes.
Okay, Humph, you're the arbiter. If it's all right, it's all right.
Very
not
much.
A bad loser.
Not a very good winner, are
you? Winner. Chalk Farm Road.
Bethlehem. Well, they got a minicab. Three wise men.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Purists
I'm working that out.
Won't like that.
Yeah, it works.
Even
it works.
It works for Christmas.
It works, yeah. Well, agreed, everybody? I don't want any bad feelings. It's a season of peace and goodwill.
All right.
Audience agree? Yes! Yo, what does that mean?
I think the yo's have it.
It's that sort of decision right, that makes John Major Prime Minister.
I think we'll go on to the next game, shall we?
All right.
That was terrific. Don't get me wrong. That was. But, right, we're going to have some festive limericks now.
Oh, right.
During the last few weeks, we've been inundated with a letter from our regular correspondent, Mrs. Trellis of North Wales, who writes, "Dear Mr. Littleton, why, oh, why, oh, why?" Very nearly spells yo-yo. So, thanks there to Mrs. Trellis, and keep writing. In this round, teams, I shall provide each of you with the promising first line of a limerick, which I'd like you to complete, taking one line each. Mm. We're going to start with you, Graham. There's a fairy on top of our tree.
Who looks strangely familiar to me.
That isn't a fairy.
It's Julian Clary.
Well, I never. Good heavens, blow me.
Nice one for you, Tim. In the night when you've hung out your stocking...
In the night when you've hung out your stocking, from the chimney, you'll hear something shocking.
It might well be Santa.
He's been at the decanter.
And now, vintage port... Back, he's knocking.
Barry, first line for you coming up. While hanging some balls on my tree.
While hanging some balls on my tree, I suddenly saw I had three.
I had some fruit cup.
And two then lit up.
And the third one said, what about me?
Right, Willie, last one for you. When Santa gets bored in his grotto...
When Santa gets bored in his grotto... he doesn't play bingo or lotto.
He sits on a shelf.
And toys with an elf.
Sod this for a lark is his motto.
Very good. Our next round is entitled Just a Minute, which of course takes its name from that popular show hosted by Nicholas Parsons, Sail of the Century. In it, one team member should attempt to sing a song of my choosing without repetition, hesitation, deviation, or repetition. A member of the opposing team may challenge by using his buzzer. Do please remember that excessive buzzing is likely to drown out the accompaniment provided by Colin Sell. Another good way is to use a pneumatic drill. Now then, the song. The song is The 12 Days of Christmas. Graham, will you start, please?
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree. So far, so good. On the second...
Challenge from Tim.
Repetition of so.
This is the repeat.
Days in the wilderness have not been wasted.
I think that was a sotto voce aside and not really a part of the actual
okay.
thing. So I'm going to overrule you, Tim.
Fair enough.
Probably not for the first time in this programme. Carry on, Graham.
On the second day of the festive season, my genuine...
Challenge from Tim.
Day, I think, is probably... We've had day already, haven't we?
Well,
we had the first day of Christmas.
And we had the second day of Christmas.
Yeah, that seems to be a repetition.
I've got to allow that. I've got to allow that.
Oh, we don't have to, because I might have to take it up.
Take it up, please, Tim.
Of Yuletide, our faithful person transmitted a moi. Dear turtle dove.
Two.
We're going to need
challenge
it later
from
on.
Graham. Challenge from Barry.
Lack of repetition.
Can't allow
need
that.
Need, duh.
Can't allow that.
Deviation per tune, huh? You got the tune wrong.
Oh! You got the tune wrong on that machine you've got. You need to play the ordinary piano like
that. Stands there with
piano.
A big organ in front of him and says I'm a liar.
All right, I'll allow that.
That's carry his on. Mobile phone.
Carry on, Barry. Barry, carry on.
And a partridge ensconced.
Does seem to me we've met this partridge before, Barry.
Oh, was he named before? Oh, yes, he was.
Day one. Day one, the partridge.
Now, this is the repeat.
The second partridge has arrived on his
poor
doxy's doorstep.
All right, you mean you'd like to take up the song? Go on, then.
24 hours later, that festive tide, my inamor amorata delivered 3 French hens. Is that right? A brace of doves looking like tortoises. Pheasant.
Challenge from Barry.
Terminal hesitation.
Nobody ever buzzes Derek Nimmo for that. He's got a bird out in 25 years, as far as I know.
Well, that really is as much fun as anyone could have expected. No, wrong page. Wrong page. Wrong page. This page is actually better. It waxes lyrical, I tell you. Well, as the smouldering embers of time fade peacefully in the brazier of eternity, I notice that it's almost the end of the programme. So while I enjoy another carol and Samantha unwraps her new Game Boy, I'd like you teams to announce the late arrivals at Santa's Christmas ball. Barry, start away, please.
Will you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Elto and their daughter Miss Elto? Hang on, there's somebody under us. Sorry.
Please silence and loosen your beards. For Mr. and Mrs. Tidelogs and their bald son Yule.
And will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. A Manger and their son Wayne. A Manger.
From Wales, will you be appreciative, please, of Mr. and Mrs. Are Not Included and their intellectually challenged son, Batty Rees, Are Not Included.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Ivy and their son, the Bishop, the Holy Andy Ivy.
From Mexico, Mr. and Mrs. Horse Open Sleigh and their son, Juan.
Another crisis. I've just heard that Santa's drunk and he's holding a painting by an 18th century French pastoral artist and a piece of paper out of a cracker. Oh, no, he's blotto in the grotto with a watto and a motto.
A very big welcome, please, for Mr. and Mrs. Even and their pizza-making son. Yes, it's deep pan Crispian Even.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, with a certain sense of déjà vu, I have to say that really is as much fun as anyone could have expected. Anyway, we'll be back next year for a whole lot more of the same. In the meantime, from the team, Samantha and myself, goodbye.
Timbrooke Taylor, Barry Cryer, Graham Gardner and Willie Rushton have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.